Halloween, the season of goblins, witches, zombies, skeletons, and banjos. What? Banjos? Yes, it is with a heavy heart that I must report that this sweet, dear little instrument, light of my musical soul, the humble banjo, has apparently been decreed an object of horror by the world's toy manufacturers. I was recently gifted with a mechanical foot-tall Halloween decoration. It's a skeleton sitting on a tombstone and playing a banjo. And then on a visit to my neighborhood grocery store, I spied a whole shelf of these apparitions. A day later, I visited a drugstore and was greeted right inside the front door by a 3-foot-tall version of a banjo-playing skeleton. Exactly when did I pass into this alternate dimension, a dimension where the joyful banjo has been deemed horror-worthy enough to be sold as a Halloween decoration? Whatever happened to scary harpsichord music as the embodiment of haunted house moods? The Phantom of the Opera didn't play the banjo. He played a pipe organ. The wheezing bellows of the accordion have put a chill up the spine of many a listener. Even the dreadful drone of a bagpipe can be a horrific tooth-grinding experience. But the banjo? Okay, I'll grant you, the movie Deliverance may have given the banjo an unsavory association with some folks who didn't exactly live in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, but let's overlook that, shall we? I, for one, am not ready to accept the banjo as an instrument of Halloween fright. I'm calling for a banjo care program. We must separate banjos from the stigma of horror and dread. I need someone to help me launch a banjo care website. Current government contract Obamacare website builders need not apply. For KMUW, I'm Richard Krausen.